Well, I have an app on my phone called, it's simply called Bible. So it's the Bible app. It's by YouVersion. And it's a pretty cool Bible app if you're looking for one. It has a lot of translations on it and a bunch of other neat features. One of the interesting features that it has is that every day it sends me a random daily scripture. The other day, it sent me, out of the blue, thankfully, because I didn't know what to speak about, but it sent me James chapter 4 and verse 7. And I happened to just glance down at my phone, you know, open it up, look at it, because it alerts your phone. I read the scripture, and it started me on this path, started me down thinking about that scripture and what it had to say, and so here I am giving this sermonette to you today. So turning to James chapter 4 and verse 7, what does it say? James chapter 4, and starting in verse 7, starts by saying, "Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up." Now, the reason that this scripture resonated with me so much was this idea of submission. Now, I've given a couple messages before where I've talked about the sport that I enjoy to do now, jiu-jitsu. And the main goal of this sport is to get to a position on your opponent where you can tap them out or put them under submission. They are literally, you're so faster, your technique is better, your skill is better, that at that moment, you are superior than your opponent. And they have to submit under you. You know, if they don't submit when they reach this point, you can end up getting very hurt. So in order to allow yourself to come to the point where you can allow yourself to be submitted, you have to give up your ego. It takes humility to know when that tipping point is. In this regard, we have to become under submission to God. And that's exactly what James is telling us here. And this has to be in every aspect of our lives. Everything in our lives revolves around how closely we allow ourselves to fall under the submission to God. When we are living in submission to God, we are not fighting God. We are not looking for our own ways. We are not trying to figure out what's best for us. But rather, we're seeking to bring everything into submission under God. You know, Christ did this perfectly in his life. And I think one of the greatest ways that he showed this is found in Luke 22 and verse 42. And he's praying to the Father. He's realizing that his death is very close at hand. I'm sure he knew it wasn't going to be pleasant. And he simply says, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." If we had this type of submission to God in our lives, how much would our lives change? From a very human standpoint and view, it is very difficult to stay in this state of submission. If we notice in James, it tells us right after telling us to be under submission of God, it tells us that we are going to have to resist Satan so that he will flee. You know, just because we want to submit to God doesn't mean that it's going to automatically happen. It takes consistent effort because Satan is going to seek how he can get us to stop us from submitting to God. So how can we make sure that we are constantly bringing ourselves into submission of the right power? Realize that James says that it's not impossible, because obviously he wouldn't have written it if it was impossible. But again, it takes constant effort, constant will, strength, determination. Brethren, it takes having the faith of Christ living and working in us. Believing that we can come to have the submission to Him and to the Father in all areas of our life, even as we are working it out. We have to continue to build this spiritual muscle of overcoming and allowing God's Spirit to work in us. And we can't just simply provide lip service, calling ourselves Christians, without giving our devotion and our submission to God. You know, proclaiming that we are Christians means that we are trying to become Christ-like. We are trying to become just as he was when he was here on this earth as a human being. And what did Christ say? In John chapter 12 and verse 49, John 12 and verse 49, he says, "For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak." Christ had everything under submission from God. Everything he said came from God. Now, this type of living takes an amazing amount of humility. And there is a reason why the Bible says the meek are those, are the ones who are going to inherit the earth. The meek, the humble. In order to be humble or to be meek, it requires a submissive heart. It's a choice that we continue to make. We have the choice to submit to God or to not. That's our choice. God doesn't force that upon us. But if we are working to submit ourselves, then, as it says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 and 29, it says, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, who are submitting their lives to God, to those who are called according to His purpose. We're not here randomly because of some cosmic great bang. We're here at this time for a purpose, for a work, daily to be living as Christians. Part of the work that we do as Christians is accomplished by choosing to apply ourselves to the Word of God. Paul sums this up very well in Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 12. Philippians 2 and verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. It's not so much that we are shaking in our boots about God, but it's we are having this fear and awe as we watch our lives unfold, as we watch the works that he is bringing forth and that we are able to do because he brings them forth for us to do. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do." When we submit ourselves properly, it's then that God can do this. If we are fighting him in any way, for our own ways, our own will, our own works, then we don't allow room for him to work powerfully and mightily in and through us. We have to choose to submit to God for the process of learning in order for us to continue to grow spiritually. It's this process that begins at our baptism, and it's ongoing with each and every choice that we make. And this process will continue until Christ returns or we die and we await our resurrection. Realize, brethren, that God does not require us to submit to him because he is a tyrant, but it's rather because he is a loving father. He knows what's best for us. The blessings and the peace that we can gain from humbly surrendering and submitting ourselves to him daily, it's a gift. It's a gift that this world doesn't even comprehend. If we actually believe this, and we actually put it into action, then it will become easier and easier to submit to him daily.